Greetings and welcome to Tellings of a Medium. I'm your host, Jennifer Fezzio, and do I have a tale for you. Come with me and experience the unexplainable you will believe. From the U.S.'s most haunted and spine-tingling destinations to its most awe-invoking spiritual ones, this podcast is meant to instill hope and belief that there's something more than meets the eye. Skeptic, doubter, or believer, this podcast is for you as I share experiences from my life working as a professional psychic medium over the past 10 years. Step into a world that is all around you that you never knew existed. Let's begin Tellings of a Medium. Greetings, lovely listeners. This episode, we dive into seeing spirit and a few experiments and sharing with you a few experiments I did with my students just last night, May 12th, 2025, in our practice circle. We worked with our physical eyesight and we worked with our mind's eyesight, the clairvoyance. And then we worked with both at the same time to try to see spirit people. So I'm going to share with you what we did, the exercises. It will teach you and give you new ways to maybe push, use your eyesight with the physical eyes and the spirit eyes is what I call it. So last night in class, the first exercise we did was I had one of my mediums work and Lori, I'll just say Lori, I'll use Lori as an example. I believe she worked, or Freedom, I'm gonna go with Freedom. Freedom worked and I set a timer for 2 minutes and I muted her. We were all in the Zoom room. Freedom, the medium, was going to bring a 2 minute contact. So as Freedom was muted, all of us were to keep our physical eyes glued on the Zoom screen around Freedom's shoulder area. And we were just supposed to see if we could, on the screen in the Zoom room around Freedom, see the spirit person. Very simple. Actually, it wasn't, because what happened was a lot of mediums wanted to naturally see the spirit in their mind. But it was an effort. So it was an effort for some of them to try to stay staring at the screen of Freedom's shoulders to see the spirit person there. So we let Freedom work in silence for 2 minutes. We wrote down our evidence of the physical body, physical characteristics, and Freedom wrapped up her contact and she shared with us who she had. And something very interesting happened. After Freedom shared the gentleman that she had brought, I asked the class, how many of you saw this gentleman? Half of them raised their hands. Now I knew that she had had a male and a female. I actually was seeing the female around her. And the other half of the class was with me. They saw the female. So we put our evidence together and we discovered that the male we were seeing was in fact, the communicator for a classmate, their loved one who had come to talk to Freedom and bring a message. And then the female that we were seeing was one of Freedom's relatives. It was her grandma. And we were confounded. We were like, oh, but we had the evidence to prove this, that half of us saw Freedom's loved one in spirit, and the other half of us saw the spirit person here for a message for the client in the Zoom room, not related to Freedom. So we talked about this, and we realized that why this happened was, well, we didn't have an intent. We didn't say we only want to see who spirit Freedom is talking to, which maybe opened up to us seeing Freedom's grandma, right? And not just the man she was speaking to that was another student's grandfather in spirit. Maybe it was just we saw who we saw because that's who would resonate the most with us right now. You know, half of us needed to hear from Freedom's grandma and get some evidence with her and talk to her. And the other half obviously needed to hear from the other student's grandfather that Freedom was conversing with. So we were a little confounded. I hope you're following me with this. So we did another exercise after that. And I said, okay, y'all, we're going to do the intention now of absolutely seeing who the medium is speaking to, the communicator that is not blood related to the medium. We don't want to see the medium's loved ones in spirit. We want to see who the medium is working with for the client here. And so another medium muted for 2 minutes. And what happened was half of us saw the spirit person that the second medium was working with. And let's say that was Lori. Half of us saw the male that Lori was working with. And the other half of us saw a female that was not Lori's relative, but was another communicator in line to work with Lori for the next person in the Zoom room to receive a contact for. So Spirit did honor our intent. We did not see Lori's bloodline, but we saw two spirit people by Lori, half of us, the first spirit person, the other half, the second. They were both not related to Lori, but it's almost like they were in line waiting to work with Lori to bring the classmates a contact. It was amazing. So then, and we were seeing these spirit people behind the medium on the Zoom screen. We were seeing with our physical eyes the movement of the spirit person behind the medium on the Zoom screen. It was really cool. A lot of us didn't even think that we could do that. Why? Because we never try. Mediums, and this is what I want to teach you here on this podcast, is that I think we can all see spirit objectively. I think we just don't try. I think we become so comfortable with the clairvoyancy in our mind that we let go of the objective with the physical eye seeing spirit. But I promise you, after what happened last night, most of us saw spirit around the medium with their physical body externally on the Zoom screen. And that was really exciting. And I think we can access that if we just have the intent to work that way and can focus with our physical eyes on the medium. So the next exercise I had us do was another medium worked for 2 minutes of silence muted, and we were supposed to now go into the mind's eye with clairvoyancy. And we did not look at the medium on the Zoom screen. We stayed in our mind and saw the spirit person that the medium had. Again, the medium was muted. We had no idea who the medium had, but for 2 minutes, the medium worked with a spirit person. And that exercise was really cool, trying to remember the actual specifics here. Everyone was great because most mediums that work see the spirit in their mind. So we were able to identify half the class again would see one spirit person and the other half would see another, but it was only those two. And with the evidence we put together, not even hearing the medium work, we concluded that with these first two types of exercises, even though we have intent, what we found was with the physical eyes or in the mind clairvoyancy, we get who we get based on who is best for us to hear from in spirit. Not just when we are working with spirit ourselves, like Freedom and Lori, when they worked, their contact resonating for them with the message, even though they're bringing a contact for someone else. We also learned that when we follow the link or try to tune into spirit, we may very well see the medium's loved one in spirit or someone waiting in line to talk to the medium, and we're going to get who we need to get a message from there. And it made us learn, it made us realize that this whole energy communication plug-in, working with spirit, tapping in, following the link, not necessarily mediumistic skills on in the moment, just following the link, it made us realize that the whole thing is about soul evolvement. And we, just like we tell clients, we can't control who you get when we're working as mediums for you, we also need to realize that we can't control who we link into when following the link of a medium working with spirit. That's what we discovered last night. But who we get brings a message based on where we're at now in life. And going back to the freedom exercise, half of us saw Freedom's blood grandma in spirit, and the other half of us saw a grandfather here for another student. And that grandfather was the spirit person Freedom was working with that she was not related to, that was here to do your typical mediumistic connection. And the half of us that heard from Freedom's grandma, she brought something we needed to hear. And the other half, it was a message that needed to be heard from this grandfather in spirit for one of our classmates. And it was a little mind-blowing. So then the last exercise I guided them through during our hour circle last night was to combine both of these abilities, to look at the medium with your physical eyes on the Zoom screen, and then to open up to the clairvoyancy in the mind. And to be honest, most mediums said that this was their natural, most comfortable space of working. They would look at Lori or Freedom working in that silence, talking with the spirit. But in their mind, they would be seeing the spirit person move around Lori or Freedom. And it was a very nice blend. And it was amazing, because what it showed us was that we're not just limited to the inside mind's eye of clairvoyancy when seeing spirit. We can see spirit with the physical eyes around the medium. All you got to do is try. And then we can also merge these two. And again, it's just the medium working their senses, their energy, with how they want to work. And I always believe in stretching our senses, doing these experimental exercises with students to expand our mediumship, right? To push our senses. And we did just that last night. But I think more so, what was so fascinating was that as we did these exercises together, we learned that more important than understanding our sight, our spirit eyes, our physical eyes, and pushing those, was that it's always about soul involvement. And whether you're the medium working or the medium trying to follow the link of another medium working, you get who you get, and don't throw a fit. That may be the medium's loved ones around them, and it may be the actual spirit person the medium is working with that is not related to them. And that contact is for you. They bring a message, and we can't control it. We can't control it. So I just wanted to jump on and share with you some of the stuff that happens in circle and the fun stuff we do, the experimental exercises with energy in the spirit world. And I believe that anytime I learn new little tidbits like this with the spirit world and how we work with our mediumship, I absolutely believe in sharing it as quickly with as many as possible. And I hope that you learn something from this. So to my developing mediums, even if you don't consider yourself a medium right now, try to see spirit with the physical eyes. Try to see them in your mind with your physical eyes looking at someone, and then combining those two, because I believe we all can. I believe we all can. And isn't that amazing? If you want to develop and do fun circles like this on a regular basis with me and my amazing students, I do have a year one program starting up in July. Super exciting. I've got 4 slots open on Thursday nights and 1 slot open on Wednesday mornings. Classes once a month, capped at 6 students. And then we have tons of fun mini lessons and practice circles. And you get a recording of everything forever if you can't attend a lot of those practice circles. But you get a recording of everything, the circles, your once a month class, and there's so much more. So if you're interested, please join me. I hope you enjoyed this quick little sharing of experimental mediumship, and we will see you at the next episode.